Blog Talk Radio.
But Wall gets the rebound, throws it out to Thompson. Thompson with the three, and it's good. The place is a record here. The Toys get out. As Tobia tries to go with the shot, it goes left, scores ahead of by number two, Colin Marshall.
Waiting for the field goal. A big block. That is that gorgeous. You have got to be kidding me. He blocked it and caught it at the same time. And he's going to bring it to the house for another Franco's Prep touchdown.
It will do it. Thank you, Prep. Moving on to the state championship game for back-to-back years.
And St. Joe's Prep is headed to a palestra. For the first time in school history, the St. Joe's Prep hockey team are state champions.
You're listening to WSJP, the voice of all things St. Joe's Prep.
Good afternoon and welcome to the WSJP Fantasy Football Show. I'm your host, Christopher Newman, and I'm joined by my good friend, Zach Reagan. And we're here to talk all things fantasy football. Zach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Chris. It's a rainy day outside today, but I'm very much looking forward for our third mock draft today.
That's right, Zach. And there's nothing better to do on a rainy day than do a nice mock draft here. And with that, our show today will consist of Zach and I doing our third live mock draft of the season. It will be the same format as Zach and I will be walking you through a live mock draft where he and I will be picking our own teams during the draft while also going over all the other picks and giving our own opinions on them. We will update you on every player who was picked and also take you through our own strategies during the draft. And before we get started, you can get Prep Sports updates from our Twitter pages at SJP Broadcasting and at SJP _ Sports. So with that, let's get right into the draft, Zach.
Yeah, Chris. We're changing it up a little today. So, like usual, it is full-point PPR, but today we're doing 10 teams, and we're doing a little bit different of a roster since we are doing 10 teams. We wanted to spice it up a little bit, so we're going to be doing one quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, a tight end, two flexes, and seven bench spots for a total of 15 rounds. So, with that, we're going to get right into it, Chris.
Yeah, Zach, as you mentioned, it is a little bit different today as we're doing a 10-team league, so the teams are going to be a little more stacked. And also, those two flexes are a huge difference compared to only having one flex because obviously you can just start one more extra player, whether it be a wide receiver, a running back, or a tight end. But today I will be picking at the 4 spot and Zach will be picking at the 8 spot. So I'm towards the front, Zach a little bit towards the end here. And I guess I'm going to get right into my first pick here. So off the board already went Christian McCaffrey at 1-1, Saquon Barkley at 1-2, and Dalvin Cook at 1-3. I mean, Zach, there's no surprise there. Those three seem to be coming off the board in that order every mock draft I've been doing. And that leaves me on the clock here, 1-4. And obviously the names that I'm looking at are Alvin Kamara and Ezekiel Elliott, pretty much the only two I'm looking at. I'm not interested in taking Michael Thomas or even Derrick Henry. So for me, I mean, it's pretty obvious pick. I'm going Ezekiel Elliott here. And I mean, there's no really other way to go here with Zeke or Kamara. You can't go wrong with any of them. But now at 1-5, Alvin Kamara went. Michael Thomas went at 1-6. And at 1-7, Devontae Adams, back-to-back wide receivers go. And that brings Zach up now on the clock at 1-8. And Zach, I'll let you take it away here.
Yeah, Chris. I mean, we are going to try and switch up our draft strategies today. Maybe we'll take a quarterback earlier than we usually do, or maybe we'll take a receiver earlier than we normally do. But just to keep it plain and simple, I would still like to take a running back in this first round. And I do have quite a few to choose from. I have Derrick Henry is still on the board, Brown running back Nick Chubb, Joe Mixon, Kenyon Drake, and Josh Jacobs are the five top guys there. Josh Jacobs, it's saying I could probably get him on the turnaround. So I think I'm going to go Derrick Henry, but Chris, you just have like, who would you take here? Just one word. Who would you be taking here?
Yeah, Zach, I mean, it is PPR, and we know that Derrick Henry really doesn't catch many passes out of that backfield. So for me, I mean, I really do like Joe Mixon a lot here, especially at 1-8. I mean, you really can't go wrong with Henry or Mixon because they're both elite running backs here. But for PPR, at least, I really like Mixon a lot.
Yeah, that is a valid point, Chris. So that's what I think I'm going to do. I think I'm going to go Joe Mixon with my first-round pick at 1-8. So directly after is Derrick Henry at 1-9. Julio Jones goes off the board as the third receiver at 1-10. Kenyon Drake with the first pick of the second round. And DeAndre Hopkins going at 2-2, leaving me here at 2-3 with mostly running back options here, Chris. I mean, I could take a receiver here. I'm kind of liking Tyreek Hill. Maybe switch it up a little bit and take a receiver here. Nick Chubb is the number one consensus guy on the board right here. I mean, I also love Josh Jacobs. I mean, you've been speaking volumes of him. He's really, it's really been rubbing off on me, especially since we since I have him in our Dynasty League. Miles Sanders is there, Austin Eckler, even Patrick Mahomes. Like, there's a lot of guys here before I can get another dude on the another player on the turnaround. So, I don't know, Chris. I think I am going to go stay running back here. But since I already have a primarily pass-catching – not primarily. Since I have a pretty good pass-catching back in Joe Mixon, I think I'm going to go Josh Jacobs. Another guy who doesn't catch a lot of passes, but he's still a great running back. And I'm picking him there simply because I don't really trust Nick Chubb's situation in Cleveland. I mean, he has Kareem Hunt behind him, who is probably going to take up a lot of the passing work and a couple of his carries. And Miles Sanders, where – in Philadelphia, Doug Peterson loves his running back committees, so he may be looking to sign a veteran there as well. So right after I picked Josh Jacobs at 2-3, Nick Chubb goes at 2-4, Miles Sanders at 2-5, and Austin Eckler at 2-6, Chris, which is leaving you with ample options to pick here. So you can take it away.
Yeah, Zach, I just want to touch on your picks right there. I feel like as much as you wanted to take, you know, Tyreek Hill or even reach for Patrick Mahomes, I mean, you really couldn't pass up on Josh Jacobs. And now you have a really solid duo here of Joe Mixon and Josh Jacobs. I mean, that's just a great start. As personally, I really do love both of those guys. And having Jacobs as your RB2 here, just a very solid start, Zach. But as you mentioned, I am on the clock here at 2-7. And we see, I mean, just a huge run of running backs here. I mean, you know, five out of the last six picks were all running backs, and the last four were all running backs. We've only seen four wide receivers taken off the board: Michael Thomas, Devontae Adams, Julio, and DeAndre Hopkins. Only four wide receivers. And Zach, Tyreek Hill has fallen to me here at 2-7, and I'm ready to pull the trigger on him here. But, you know, I am thinking about taking Patrick Mahomes here only because you said that we're trying to switch up all our drafts here. And, you know, I could take Patrick Mahomes and maybe grab Travis Kelce on the turnaround and have that stack of QB tight end, which I would love to have. So I could go many ways here. I could get Tyreek, Patrick Mahomes, you know, Aaron Jones and get a solid RB2, maybe get my wide receiver one and Chris Godwin. You know, there's just so many ways I could go here. Zach, what would you do here?
Well, Chris, if you're looking to switch it up, I would probably go Tyreek Hill. He makes the most sense here. I mean, Tyreek Hill is the solid wide receiver one there. He's going to be Patrick Mahomes' number one target, where Chris Godwin is kind of surrounded by the Browns effect there, where there's, like, so many weapons. And although I'm sure he's going to be a stud this year, I just trust Tyreek Hill's situation a little bit more. If you really want to be bold, going Patrick Mahomes would be a really fun idea to spice it up in this draft. Or if you want to just stay running back, I know you love Todd Gurley, and I see him sitting there still. So, but if you were to go like the safer option but still want to spice it up a little bit, I would probably go Tyreek Hill since he's right there. He's probably the best receiver on the board.
By far the best wide receiver on the board here. But I feel like I do want to see how my team looks if I go QB early here. And I feel like I am going to do that. And hopefully, you know, maybe Travis Kelce or Todd Gurley makes me back on the turn at 3-4. But right now, I mean, you know, I hate doing this, but I am going to go Patrick Mahomes here at 2-7 just to see how my team looks, Zach.
Ooh.
Yep. And now at 2-8, Tyreek Hill follows. At 2-9, Aaron Jones, and to end off the second round at 2-10, Chris Godwin. To start off the third round, I get sniped as Travis Kelce goes at 3-2, Lamar Jackson, 3-3, George Kittle, and now I'm back on the clock at 3-4. I was hoping Travis Kelce made it back to me, Zach, so I could have that stack of the two Chiefs. But both tight ends actually go before my pick. Two tight ends went in the last three picks, along with Lamar Jackson. So both top-tier quarterbacks and both top-tier tight ends have gone off the board. And for me, I mean, Zach, I am going to ask you again what I should do here, because as much as I love Todd Gurley, the guy right under him, as you can see, is another guy that I really love, and Kenny Galladay. So what would you do here, Zach?
Yeah, Chris, I do know you love Kenny G, but I think even for the sake of doing this, I mean, as I'm looking, your next pick is 4-7, so if I'm going to scroll down and look at the ADP, like 47, like your next picks would be around like, so Robert Woods, A.J. Brown, David Montgomery, like that, like the huge running back drop off is there. So I don't know. I think it would be smart for you to go Todd Gurley here, but if you want to go receiver, I think you should go Kenny Galladay.
Yeah, Zach, I do want to see what my team looks like if I go running back, quarterback, wide receiver here and take one of each. It's very tempting to take Kenny Galladay. I mean, I really do like him, but I also do love Todd Gurley. Both are on my guys list, so it's pretty tough here. But I think let me see. I'm pretty sure I want to go let me see here. I think I'm going to go Todd Gurley here just to lock up my RB2 here. As much as I love Kenny Galladay, all those wide receivers that you named, Zach, that are coming up, you know, I think I'll be fine with taking them. But now at 3-5 after my pick, Clyde Edwards-Helaire goes off the board. At 3-6, Kenny Galladay. At 3-7, Melvin Gordon there, a bit of a reach. And now, Zach, you're on the clock here at 3-8, and I'll let you take it away.
Dang, Chris, I was really hoping that Kenny Galladay could fall to me, as little of a chance it seemed, but I would love to take a wide receiver here to spice things up. But to be honest, I mean, I'm not really loving the receivers here. I mean, Mike Evans, he's a great receiver, don't get me wrong, but I mean, as I just mentioned before with Chris Godwin, his situation is something I don't really like to touch. I mean, one of my guys is here, Leonard Fournette. I could lock up a third running back, but I mean, the best wide receiver here that I like is Allen Robinson. And looking at it, it's possible I could get him on the turnaround. It'd be a bit more of a reach, but I think I'd be willing to go for it. So, Chris, if I were just to pick between Allen Robinson and Leonard Fournette, who do you think I should go with?
Yeah, Zach, those were going to be the two guys that I was going to say. I mean, you have one of my guys just sitting right there, you know, screaming in your ear to take him. And then you also have some elite wide receivers here, like some guys I like Adam Thielen, Allen Robinson, and even Juju. So I feel like you already have two solid running backs on your team. And as much as we love going heavy RB, Zach, if you want to try and change things up, I really love Allen Robinson here and locking up your wide receiver one.
Yeah, Chris, I think that's what I'm going to do, because normally – if I'm taking three or four running backs in my first round, I don't really get like a reliable wide receiver one. I mean, usually that guy is like pretty much of a hot shot for wide receiver one. Whether I remember in a mock draft we did, I took Cooper Kupp as my wide receiver one, or A.J. Brown, guys that have the potential to but are more like long shots. So I'm going to take a guy that's a little more safe. I'm going to go Allen Robinson here with my first receiver. And wow, this is really a shocker. So after I pick Allen Robinson at 3-8, at 3-9, 3-10, back-to-back running backs to round out the third round is David Johnson and James Conner. And at 4-1 and 4-2, back-to-back receivers with Juju Smith-Schuster and Adam Thielen. I'm sitting right here, and Mike Evans and Leonard Fournette are still the top two guys on the board, Chris. I mean, I was thinking that Leonard Fournette got picked. I was assuming Leonard Fournette was going to get picked, and I was going to go after David Johnson or Lev Bell, but I mean, sitting here in the fourth round is Leonard Fournette, a guy who was a running back one last year. I mean, there's literally no chance that I'm not taking him here, Chris.
Yeah, Zach, I mean, you had your chance to take him at 3 and you passed, but Leonard Fournette now falling to you at 4-3 is good. And sorry to cut you off, but I just want to touch on that Fournette falling that far is great value, Zach.
Yeah, Chris. I mean, it's insane to me how badly people are sleeping on Leonard Fournette. I mean, we could talk about the stats all the time, but he's proven to be a pretty great running back since he's come out of LSU a couple of years ago. So, but back to the mock draft. After I pick Leonard Fournette at 4-3, Mike Evans goes at 4-4. Seattle running back Chris Carson goes at 4-5, and Odell Beckham Jr. goes at 4-6, leaving you here with a top running back and a couple wide receiver options. So I'll let you go in depth on your pick, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Zach. Obviously here I'm thinking of going wide receiver, but to be honest, Zach, I'm really not liking too many of these guys that are at the top of the consensus rankings here. I mean, you have Amari Cooper. He's in a committee with CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup. I mean, DJ Moore. Yes, he's the wide receiver one there in Carolina, but a brand new quarterback. You know, you don't know who Teddy Bridgewater is going to favor. You know, maybe he'll favor DJ Moore. Maybe he'll favor new wide receiver Robbie Anderson. Maybe he'll favor Curtis Samuel. So while DJ Moore is the wide receiver one there in Carolina, we don't know who Teddy Bridgewater is going to favor. I see Cooper Kupp there. You know, I'm not really sold on him because Robert Woods is a guy that has been growing on me. And I scroll down. I mean, I see one of my guys, Calvin Ridley, here. So I'm very tempted, Zach, to take Calvin Ridley, or I could lock up my third running back with Le'Veon Bell, who's still there at 4-7, great value, almost falling to the fifth round here. So, Zach, if it was between Le'Veon Bell and Calvin Ridley, who would you take here?
Yeah, Chris, I mean, someone said my pick just earlier. Those are probably the two guys I'd prescribe to you here. I mean, in the fourth round, near the end of the fourth round for Le'Veon Bell is crazy value. I mean, after a disappointing season last year, I really love taking him in the third, fourth round as, like, my third running back. So I think his value here is unparalleled. And if I were to go wide receiver here, I'd honestly go DJ Moore because I just trust him a little bit more. But I think there could be a possibility that you could grab Calvin Ridley on the turnaround, if I'm not mistaken. So I think if the fantasy gods blessed me with Leonard Fournette here, I don't see why they can't do the same to you for Calvin Ridley. So I think you should go Le'Veon Bell here. And even if you don't get Calvin Ridley, I mean, there's wide receivers after there that I think you'd be happy with taking. Guys like Robert Woods, A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, guys I'd be confident in taking as well. So I think you should go Le'Veon Bell here.
Yeah, Zach, you do make some great points, and I feel like I'm going to go Le'Veon Bell and lock up my running backs. But as much as I was hoping for Calvin Ridley here, and maybe going Calvin Ridley here, and then hoping Robert Woods falls to me at 5-4 and grabbing my two wide receivers, but I feel like I do need to support my running backs just a little bit more and grab my RB3 here, and then I should be good. So I am going to go Le'Veon Bell. But now at 4-8, Amari Cooper goes. Right after, and a 4-9 Devin Singletary, and a 4-10 to end off the fourth round, Cooper Kupp goes, and to start off the fifth round at 5-1, Jonathan Taylor, at 5-2, DK Metcalf, and a 5-3, DJ Moore. Insane value there for a guy that I've seen going in the second round, and for him to fall to 5-3. I know it is a 10-team league, but still, at 5-3 is great value for DJ Moore. And, Zach, you called it. I am back on the clock here at 5-4, and I really don't even need to ask you who I'm taking here. It's easy. I'm taking Calvin Ridley. But now at 5-5, Mark Andrews goes. 5-6, David Montgomery goes. At 5-7, Mark Ingram goes. And at 5-8, Zach, I see a ton of your my guys here, such as Robert Woods and A.J. Brown. So I'm fairly certain that you are going to be taking one of those two here at 5-8.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, Chris. Just to touch on your last pick there, Calvin Ridley. Yeah, I'm really happy that the gods blessed you with that pick. I know you love Calvin Ridley. I think you'd be happy with taking him as your wide receiver one. So moving on to my pick here, although I do love Robert Woods, I mean, he is also battling it out with Cooper Kupp and Tyler Higbee for targets. So, I mean, A.J. Brown is the obvious wide receiver one in a Titans offense that's looking to shift a little more away from the running game. So that's where I'm going to go here at 5-8. So after I pick A.J. Brown there, Raheem Mostert goes at 5-9, then three straight receivers, Robert Woods, Keenan Allen, and T.Y. Hilton going. leaving me here with a tight end at the top of the board. Chris, do you have anything to comment on that last pick?
Yeah, Zach, I think you made the right choice there. I mean, as much as I do love Robert Woods, you made a great point there as he's battling for targets with Cooper Kupp and Tyler Higbee compared to A.J. Brown, who really has Jonnu Smith there. So, I mean, A.J. Brown should have another great year. I mean, you know, I'm pretty high on him. I have him in our Dynasty League. I really like him a lot. So now you have an interesting pick here, Zach, at 6'3", as we see Zach Ertz sitting atop of the consensus rankings, and then followed by DJ Chark, Kareem Hunt, and Cam Akers, if you want to go another running back, or Zach, if you're feeling a little bold, Kyler Murray is also right there if you want to lock up your quarterback. I know I went quarterback in the second round with Patrick Mahomes, so I'm good for the rest of the draft. But for you here, you know, you have guys like Kyler Murray and Dak that are right next to each other in the sixth round. So I'm excited to see where you go here, Zach.
Yeah, Chris. I mean, as I'm looking here, I'm pretty confident with three running backs, honestly. I feel like I can stack up on better wide receivers later that I can put in some both of my flexes, especially since we're in PPR. Honestly, I'd be pretty happy doing that. Maybe if I stumble upon like a late shot guy a little bit later, maybe if I take Darius Geis in that next round. But to be honest, that Kyler Murray thing is looking very intriguing. I mean, I've been pretty balanced so far, two solid receivers and three great running backs. Yeah, I think I'm going to be a little bold here. I'm going to go Kyler Murray with my sixth-round pick.
Yeah, Zach, you know, I'm really excited to see how your team plays out now because, you know, we both like to wait on quarterbacks late in this draft. But for us to take a quarterback pretty early than we usually do is really nice to see, as I went a quarterback in the second round and you went a quarterback in the sixth round. But I'm just going to recap real quick. At 6'4", Kareem Hunt went. At 6'5", Cam Akers went, and at 6'6", DJ Chark went. And now, Zach, I see so many guys that I like here, including Terry McLaurin and, you know, Stephon Diggs, and also Marquise Brown. So I really do need a solid wide receiver too here, Zach. And for me, I mean, Terry McLaurin is really talking to me right here, and I really like him a lot this year. But, Zach, what would you do here?
Yeah, Chris, I mean, I do really love Terry. I remember trying to grab him in our Dynasty League, unfortunately with no avail. But, I don't know, as I'm looking here, you still have the option of Zach Ertz if you wanted to go early tight end. Now we're trying to, like, switch it up today, so if you wanted to be bold, you could do that. To be honest, I'm starting to like Terry more than Tyler Lockett, simply because people are taking DK Metcalf almost a whole round ahead of Tyler Lockett. I mean, as I'm looking here, yeah, it's pretty much a round and a half if you took Tyler Lockett right here. That's really starting to scare me. But his value is looking pretty good. So, I don't know, maybe it's possible you could get him on the turnaround if you wanted to go three straight receivers. But, I don't know, personally, I really love Terry here. And if you wanted to go quarterback, there's no doubt that you should definitely go Dak Prescott, but I think Terry is the safest pick here.
Yeah, maybe I could go two quarterbacks and get Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott and just hog up, you know, all the good quarterbacks because that would be funny. But yeah, Zach,
I'm going to be honest, Chris. I almost forgot you picked Patrick Mahomes super early.
Yeah, I mean, I usually don't do that, obviously, Zach, but just for the sake of this mock draft, just to try out some new things, I did take Patrick Mahomes. But, yeah, Zach, I mean, there's no other way to go here. And I'm going to take Terry McLaurin here behind Calvin Ridley. That's a great duo that I have here on my team. Now at 6'8", Stephon Diggs goes off the board. At 6'9", Courtland Sutton. And at 6'10", to end off the sixth round, Dak Prescott goes. And to start off the seventh round, we see Devontae Parker at 7'1", at 7'2", Darren Waller, and at 7'3", Russell Wilson. So now that leaves me on the clock here at 7'4". And, Zach, a guy that I was hoping fell to me, and he did, is DeAndre Swift, because I do have three solid running backs. And, you know, I could go a third wide receiver here. But Marquise Brown, I mean, I know I was a little high on him, and I still am pretty high on him, but DeAndre Swift here in the seventh round as my RB4 is great value. And after I take him, I really think I'm good for the rest of the draft. Unless I want to take a handcuff or two. But right now, it seems like Swift is the only good running back left on the draft board here. And I feel like I do need to lock him up, and then I will be good for running backs. But, Zach, I want to know, what would you do here?
Yeah, Chris, I am really loving Swift. And the way you're putting it makes it seem like he's the guy you have to pick. I mean, to be set for running backs, like, completely after the draft. And as I'm looking, so your next pick is 8-7. So it looks like, I mean, you could probably get receivers like, I don't know, I'm looking here, like Julian Edelman, Michael Gallup, Tyler Boyd, those kinds of guys. So I think that should be fine for you. I do really like DeAndre Swift here. I was kind of hoping you wouldn't take him and hoping he could fall to me, but I do have a couple guys in mind for who I could pick next round. So I think DeAndre Swift is the most obvious pick here.
Yeah, Zach, I mean, there are some wide receivers that I'm targeting, like you mentioned, like Tyler Boyd, Jarvis Landry, Julian Edelman, those type of guys. So I feel like I do need to take Swift here. And, Zach, for taking a quarterback early, I am really liking my team here. I mean, you know, usually taking a quarterback really does hurt your team. But, Zach, what do you think of my team so far, especially with taking Patrick Mahomes in the second round?
Honestly, Chris, I think your team looks great. I mean, you have a top two quarterback, three great running backs. I think, like, Todd Gurley and Le'Veon Bell could both be running back twos. I think Todd Gurley has a chance to become a running back one. DeAndre Swift is, like, a hot shot guy and two solid receivers. So I think you could pick, like, a solid tight end later like you usually do and just stock up on wide receivers. So I think that's – I think that draft strategy is going to do you well so far. It's going to do you well for the rest of the draft. So, as I'm looking here, it is a shame that Tyler Lockett did not fall to me. But as I'm looking here, I see guys like – I'm trying to take a fourth running back as you did, Christopher. And as I'm looking here, Darius Geis is the guy that catches my eye. I think he has the potential to get the most playing time. He's a guy I've been picking around here pretty consistently. So – if I weren't to go Darius Geis here, Chris, who do you think I should go?
Yeah, Zach, I mean, I really do like Geis here, especially as your RB4. I mean, you can't really go wrong. You already have three solid RBs here that will carry your team. And, Zach, I mean, even if you want to go a wide receiver three here, I mean, you have Marquise Brown, A.J. Green, our guys that I love, you know, as a wide receiver three here. And even Brandon Cooks, you know, all guys that were expecting to have big roles on their team here. But for me, it would be Geis running back, and for wide receiver, it would be Marquise Brown or A.J. Green, Zach.
Well, personally, Chris, Marquise Brown, A.J. Green are guys I like to avoid. So I'm going to go Darius Geis here. And personally, I do like Brandon Cooks because I feel like Deshaun Watson is going to give him a chance to revive his career this season. So if I'm lucky, I'm hoping that he could fall to me on the turnaround. So as I'm looking here, I picked Darius Geis. A.J. Green goes, and two tight ends in the next three picks. Evan Engram going with the last pick in the seventh round. Drew Brees going at 8-1. And at 8-3, Marquise Brown and Brandon Cooks are still here, along with Jarvis Landry and Julian Edelman. So I'm looking to take another wide receiver here, Chris. So looking at the top five guys that I just mentioned, Marquise Brown, Brandon Cooks, Jarvis Landry, Julian Edelman, and Michael Gallup, who do you think I should go?
I mean, you just said, Zach, of how much you really like Brandon Cooks, and he is still there. But if you don't like Brandon Cooks, you know, you can reach for a guy like Julian Edelman, who just now has Cam Newton as his quarterback. And, you know, Michael Gallup's there, Debo Samuel, who should be back for week one, we hope at least. But, you know, the guys that I'm targeting, I know you don't like Brown, so I'll pass over him. But Brandon Cooks and Julian Edelman and even Jarvis Landry are the three that I would be targeting here, Zach.
Yeah, Chris, I'm going to take a bit of a shot here and go Brandon Cooks. The only reason I'm not taking Julian Edelman here is because I remember you showed me a video of a guy that we really like saying that you shouldn't reach for guys that you really like in fantasy mock drafts because you don't want their ADP to go up. So I'm going to take Brandon Cooks here, but for all intents and purposes, I probably would take Julian Edelman there in a real draft. So after I pick Brandon Cooks at 8-3, Damian Williams, Kansas City running back, goes at 8-4, Tom Brady at 8-5, and unfortunately, Christopher, it seems you got sniped, and Marquise Brown went at 8-6. So I'd recommend you go wide receiver here. So how are you planning on picking this?
Yeah, Zach, the two guys that I'm looking at are Jarvis Landry and Julian Edelman. And, Zach, I am leaning more towards Julian Edelman here only because Landry did have that hip surgery in the offseason. And, you know, there have been reports that he is healthy. But, Zach, as you've been mentioning this whole draft, there's so many targets there in Cleveland, you know, with Odell Beckham Jr., Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, now Austin Hooper. So that really does scare me for Landry. And that's why I'm really leaning towards Edelman here. But, Zach, what would you do here?
Yeah, Chris. I mean, the Browns effect is in full swing in Cleveland, as I've mentioned throughout the past few shows, and it's something I really like having. It's something I really like to coin, a phrase that I really like using. So, but yeah, I think Julian Edelman would be the smarter play, would be the safer play here. Honestly, yeah, there's not much else to say. I think Julian Edelman is the obvious choice here, unless you wanted to go tight end and go for Hayden Hurst, but it seems he could make it to you back on the turnaround, so, and he did, so I'll let you walk through the picks that were taken.
Yeah, Zach, I did go Edelman there at 8-7, and now at 8-8, J.K. Dobbins goes off the board. At 8-9, Jarvis Landry, and to end off the 8th round at 8-10, James White goes off the board. Start the 9th round at 9-1, Ronald Jones. At 9-2, Jordan Howard. And at 9-3, Sony Michel. And now, Zach, I am back on the clock at 9-4. And as you mentioned, sitting at the top of the consensus rankings is one of my guys in Hayden Hurst. But here's the problem, Zach. I mean, I really do love the Falcons. In real life, I like them. And in fantasy, I like so many players. As you can see, I have Todd Gurley on my team, Zach. And I have Calvin Ridley on my team. And if I were to take Hayden Hurst, I mean, I would have all three Falcons weapons on my team, Zach. So the only part I would be missing is Matt Ryan as my backup quarterback to Patrick Mahomes, and I would have the full Falcons offense. So, you know, in fantasy, it's really dangerous if you do that because, you know, if the Falcons suck, Zach, then my team pretty much sucks. I mean, I have Ridley, Gurley, and if I were to go Hurst here, my team would be awful, if Matt Ryan got hurt because then, you know, all my players are Falcons players. So, you know,
especially
I really
on
like
their bye week as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's really tough here because I like taking all these guys on my team. I would love to have Gurley, Ridley, and Hurst all on my team, but it sucks that they're all on the same team because if the Falcons suck, then, you know, my team sucks, basically. So I feel like I have to pass on Hayden Hurst here only because I already have two Falcons on my team, and I probably need to target another tight end here. I can't go three Falcons on my team. I mean, there's no way. That would kill my team. So I'm going to pass on Hayden Hurst. And hopefully, Zach, he falls to you. I mean, hopefully. So right here, Zach, I'm looking at Deebo Samuel, Tevin Coleman, Tyler Boyd, or Keyshawn Vaughn. You know, even with Deebo being hurt, me taking him as my wide receiver 4 here, really no harm there. You know, if he is back, then great, then he's my wide receiver 4. But if he's hurt, then I wait until he's better and he sits on my bench. But you know, I like him. Tyler Boyd, really like his value here. You know, Keyshawn Vaughn, if I need another running back. So, Zach, what would you do here with Deebo Samuel, Tyler Boyd, Tevin Coleman, Keyshawn Vaughn here?
Personally, Chris, I think you should balance it out a little bit because you took three receiver. I think taking another receiver here would be smart. But, I mean, you do have that extra bench spot, and taking another running back never hurts. If you were to go tight end here, I'd recommend Tyler Higbee. I think Tyler Boyd is a great option here. I think he's the one that you should go with. But if you do really want to go running back, Vaughn is the obvious target.
Yeah, Zach, I was thinking Tyler Boyd, and I really can't pass up on him here, especially in the 9th round. So I'm going to go Tyler Boyd here, lock my wide receiver 4. And I'll read these next few picks and let you get on the clock. So at 9-5, Michael Gallup goes. At 9-6, Deebo Samuel goes. And Zach, I just heard you. At 9-7, Hayden Hurst goes. One pick before you. And a heartbreak right now. You're on the clock at 9-8, Zach.
Yes, Chris. Seems unfortunately that I got sniped in a mock draft against computer players, which is infuriating at times. But, alas, I do have a lot of solid picks here. I got Keyshawn Vaughn is still on the board if I wanted to go running back. I think I'm going to stray away from that because I only have three receivers. I'm probably going to go receiver here as well, unless I want to pick up Tyler Higbee as my tight end relatively early if I want to stay on that track. Or Deontay Johnson, a guy that I know you really like, and a guy that I have in my Dynasty League. So, as I'm looking here at receivers, Deontay Johnson is the number one, followed by guys like Will Fuller, Darius Slayton, and CeeDee Lamb, guys that I'll probably be able to pick up on the turnaround, honestly. And, yeah, if I think, Chris, it would be smart to go running back here because I still have all of those guys available on the turnaround, and I'd be willing to go late round tight end. So what do you think I should do here?
Yeah, Zach, for running back, I mean, the two names that I'm looking at are Keyshawn Vaughn and Tevin Coleman, with news of Raheem Mostert possibly getting traded, even though I think that's highly unlikely, Zach. But, you know, that's the name that to keep on your list here with Tevin Coleman and Vaughn. And for wide receiver, I mean, you said it. I love Deontay Johnson, and I also love Darius Slayton, both as your wide receiver, I think, what, four? I mean, that's great value, Zach. You can't really go wrong with either of those two. Slayton has a chance to be the number one target on this team, and, you know, Fuller with DeAndre Hopkins also has the chance to be a number one target, but I know you already have Brandon Cooks, and I really don't think you want both Texans wide receivers on your team, so I would stay with Will Fuller. So for me, it would be Slayton, Johnson for wide receiver, and for running back, Zach, Coleman and Vaughn.
Chris, I think I'm going to go Keyshawn Vaughn here because, as I said before, it never hurts to take another running back. I think if I were to do it in this league, I would probably – if I were drafting this for a real league, I think I would take the running back here. And I think I'm going to be able to get – if not Deontay Johnson, I'll definitely be able to get Darius Slayton on the turnaround. So that's what I think – that's what my game plan is for right here. So, unfortunately – Deontay Johnson goes at the end of the 9th round with Matt Ryan, the pick before. So Marlon Mack is going with the first pick of the 10th round, followed by Tariq Cohen, a fellow running back, which leaves me in an interesting position here. I could grab Higbee or I could grab Slayton. Those are pretty much my two guys here, Chris. So if I were, just give me one guy. If I were to pick here, I don't need any reasoning. Who do you think I should go with?
You know, Zach, as much as I want you to go Higbee here so Slayton can fall to me, I really think you should go Slayton here. I mean, he's a solid wide receiver for here, especially in the 10th round. You can't go wrong with his value. And it hurts that you might slay me here with Slayton, but you really can't pass up on Darius Slayton here, Zach.
Yeah, Chris, sacrificing your own needs for my own. I think I'm going to take Slayton here, unfortunately for you. So I took Slayton at 10-3. And Aaron Rodgers is being taken at 10-4, Tevin Coleman at 10-5, Will Fuller at 10-6, which you could take Higbee right here, Chris, at 10-7. Somehow he's still on the board. I feel like there's a guy in every mock draft that everyone just skips out on for, like, a full round. And it seems Tyler Higbee is that guy here. And I think you should take him. So what are you going to do here, Chris?
I know he is calling my name, Zach, but to be honest here, I'm targeting tight ends such as Mike Gesicki and Jonnu Smith. Those are the two names that I'm targeting. You know, I could have went Hayden Hurst, but I passed because I have so many thousands on my team. Higbee's here. Hunter Henry, I'm not really a fan of. And let me see what other tight ends there are. I mean, Jared Cook, I could take him. Noah Fant, I like him. Austin Hooper, I'm staying away. But the names that I'm targeting are Mike Gesicki and Jonnu Smith, Zach. So I'm hoping I get one of those two. So I really don't think I'm going to go Higbee here. I mean, he did explode last season, Zach, but now with Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp, I mean, there's just too many targets there. So, you know, some names that I'm thinking of, Zach, are Alexander Mattison, Philip Lindsay, CeeDee Lamb, Marvin Jones Jr. I mean, all solid names to go as my 10th pick here. You know, Madison, maybe if Cook holds that, then I have an RB1 right there. And Marvin Jones, I mean, you know, he He produces every year, Zach. So, I mean, really can't go wrong with any of these guys in the 10th round. Right now, I'm just looking for depth here. So, Zach, what would you do here?
Yeah, Chris, if you relay that out on Tyler Higbee, I think Marvin Jones Jr. is the obvious choice. I remember showing you a thing yesterday, or maybe the day before, about how really the divide between Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones is not as far as we think. And it was really interesting to see really how close in comparison those guys are and how much later Marvin Jones is going. And that's made me very much higher on him, especially since he's going in the 10th, probably get him on the turnaround in the 11th round, which is crazy to me. So if you were to go, honestly, I think you should go Marvin Jones here because – frankly, I don't think Madison is going to get any playing time, frankly, because I don't think Dalvin Cook can really afford to hold out, especially with the pandemic going on. I mean, not much has been said about the NFL season quite yet, but it doesn't look like it's going to be in a full swing, especially since there's so many more guys on an NFL roster than an NBA roster, because we've seen them functioning pretty well in the Orlando bubble so far. And I think it's going to be a much different experience for the NFL, especially since they're the largest team sport since they have a roster of 53. So it's going to be really tough. And I don't think Madison is going to be a viable fantasy option this year. I think people are hyping him up a little bit. So I'm definitely going Marvin Jones here, Chris.
I agree, Zach. I mean, I could wait and see if he falls to me on the turnaround, but I'm not going to take that chance and just lock him up here. With my pick at 10-7, so let me find him. There he is. 10-7, Marvin Jones Jr., and at 10-8, Madison goes right after. At 10-9, a sleeper I really love, and Mecole Hardman. And to finish off the 10th round, our guy finally gets taken, Tyler Higbee, almost falls to the 11th round, Zach, and even in a 10-team league, that's crazy value. At 11-1, Matt Breida goes. 11-2, Latavius Murray. And 11th round, at 11-3, Josh Allen goes. Insane value there. I mean, everyone is just sleeping on Josh Allen, and now I'm back on the clock here at 11-4. And, Zach, you know, some guys that I see, you know, are CeeDee Lamb still, Phillip Lindsay if I want to go another running back, Jerry Jeudy if I want to go another wide receiver, maybe Zach Moss, you know, Tony Pollard as a handcuff to Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, I could go so many ways here. Or do you think I should go Hunter Henry? So, Zach, what do you think I should do here?
Well, Chris, it seems like you've made it evident passing up on both Hayden Hurst and Tyler Higbee. It seems to be apparent that you want to grab a late-round tight end, which I respect. So if you do really want to go tight end here, I think Hunter Henry is the obvious choice. There isn't anyone else for almost a full round until Jared Cook in the consensus rankings. Can you go wide receiver? Personally, I love Henry Ruggs, and I'm hoping you don't snipe him from me. But honestly, any three of those rookie receivers will do, or Emmanuel Sanders. I mean, to be a number two in such a high-powered offense like the Saints is really crazy to me that he's not being taken much earlier. So I think Emmanuel Sanders could be a great option. Phillip Lindsay's solid too. He'll probably get some of the passing work that Melvin Gordon isn't going to get because, frankly, like most of the passing work to the running back position went to Austin Eckler while he was in San Diego and L.A. So I think Phillip Lindsay if you want to go running back, and Emmanuel Sanders if you want to go receiver.
Yeah, Zach, I mean, my last three picks, I went wide receiver here, and I still have – and on my team, I have five wide receivers here. So, I mean, there's just – no way I can go for a sixth one here. I feel like I do need to take a running back, to be honest, since I haven't taken a running back since the 7th round. So the names that are popping out to me, Zach, as you mentioned, Phillip Lindsay's there, Kerryon Johnson, if I want to stack with DeAndre Swift, Zach Moss is a handcuff, you know, Tony Pollard is a handcuff to my Zeke, you know, so, or I could go as a sleeper, Darrell Henderson, who was fighting for the job in L.A., a name that I really been liking, Zach, actually, because people are taking Cam Akers in like the 5th, 6th round, but no one really has that job yet, Zach. So Darrell Henderson is a name I've been keeping an eye on, especially in these later rounds, Zach. So right here, I mean, I feel like I know this is a mock and I really don't have anyone else to take. So, I mean, I feel like I'm going to go Kerryon Johnson just because I have DeAndre Swift, Zach, and if one of them happens to go down, then the other one is going to have the starting job. So I'm just going to go Kerryon Johnson since I have DeAndre Swift. But following my pick at 11-5, Hunter Henry goes at 11-6, CeeDee Lamb at 11-7. You get sniped, sort of, Zach. I know you're talking about Emmanuel Sanders goes right before you. And now you're on the clock here with some guys I know you love, such as Henry Ruggs and Jamison Crowder, just calling your name right there, Zach. So I'll let you take it away.
Yeah, Chris. Really, I think Henry Ruggs has an insane amount of potential. I really love him as a player. And to be honest, I'm looking to grab him in our Dynasty League. I don't really know who has him, but I'm definitely going to make it a case to try and get to try and acquire him soon. So there's really no question as to who I'm going with here, and that's definitely Ruggs. So I'm going to see how I'm going to do in the turnaround. So Matthew Stafford was taken at 11-9, Philip Lindsay at 11-10, Jerry Jeudy and Jamison Crowder to start out the 12th round. And to be honest, Chris, a few of these teams have started taking backup quarterbacks, two of them to be precise. And I would love to take Carson Wentz here as a backup running back, or maybe Zach Moss, because I think he has a lot of potential. I think he has the most potential out of any of these rookie running backs that aren't named. I mean, outside of the top three that are definitely getting the starting jobs, I think Zach Moss has – I think he should be put at number four. Like, I think he has the most potential to get the work done. So if I were to go Carson Wentz or Zach Moss, Chris, who do you think I should choose?
Yeah, Zach, I mean, the players that I would be targeting here are actually the top three. I mean, Carson Wentz, if you want to go a backup quarterback. Zach Moss, who I think, as you mentioned, is the rookie running back that has the best chance to overtake their starter. Because Devin Singletary, I really think, you know, he had his chance last year and didn't really produce as much. So Zach Moss has a chance. And, Zach, if you want to be smarter, I mean, you have Darius Foster on your team, and we know how healthy he can be. So Antonio Gibson's right there as a handcuff to Darius Geis. So, you know, if you're treating this like a real draft and you want to take a handcuff, then, you know, take Antonio Gibson. Or I do like Zach Moss or Wentz. So anyway you go, Zach, I really do like it.
Yeah, Chris, you mentioned Antonio Gibson as a handcuff. And that seems very smart, but honestly, I've seen in the depth charts I've seen Adrian Peterson go ahead of both of them. So although it doesn't quite appear that he is even going to make it out of this draft, I think taking Antonio Gibson here is a great call and something that I didn't really realize. So I'm going to take him here and maybe leave my backup quarterback for another round. So. But luckily for you, Carson Wentz is still there if you want to take a backup. So, well, after I took Antonio Gibson at 12-3, Zach Moss was taken at 12-4, Jared Cook at 12-5, Justin Jefferson, a guy I know you love, at 12-6, leaving you here with two running backs after Carson Wentz, an interesting predicament. So I'm interested to see what you're doing here, Chris.
Yeah, Zach, I'm thinking I need to go a tight end here with one of my picks. I mean, I know Mike Gesicki is, you know, really far down in the rankings here, but I feel like, you know, I need to go a tight end with one of my two picks because I can't wait too much longer. And as you mentioned, a guy I really love in Justin Jefferson, I pretty much got sniped. You know, I really like him behind Adam Thielen this year. So kind of sad he went at 12-6 the pick before me, but Zach, the options I'm going here are Carson Wentz as my backup, Tony Pollard as my handcuff to Ezekiel Elliott, or I could go my tight end here and just lock up my starting tight end. You know, Noah Fant there, Mike Gesicki, who I could reach a little bit for. So those are my options, Zach. But what would you do here?
I don't know, Chris. Let me take a look. So, honestly, I love Carson Wentz here. But you also do have the opportunity to grab another running back handcuff. And since we have the extra bench spot, it can never hurt. So, I mean, you have five receivers. So if you want to grab that running back handcuff, I think that would be a pretty smart move. If you want to grab the backup quarterback, that's good too. I mean, in these later rounds, you really can't go too wrong right here. I mean, unless you're not, I mean, like, sometimes you're trying to find the guy who's going to break out, but sometimes you're just going to try and find the guy who you can just keep on your bench, who's going to be a bench rider for the season. I think Tony Pollard can do that job well for you. Or if you want to take a quarterback, pick Carson Wentz. It's pretty much up to those two guys, honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah, Zach, and as much as I love our hometown boy, you know, Carson Wentz, there's so many good backup quarterbacks like Cam Newton, Daniel Jones, Joe Burrow, Drew Locke, Phillip Rivers, Ryan Tannehill. So, you know, in a 10-team league, there's so many extra quarterbacks. So I really don't think I need to reach here and grab Carson Wentz. So I'm going to go Tony Pollard, and hopefully, Zach, with my next pick, I'm going to grab my tight end. So I go Tony Pollard here at 12-7. At 12-8, Chase Edmonds goes. At 12-9, Wentz goes. At 12-10, back-to-back quarterbacks, Danny Dimes goes to end off the 12th round. To start the 13th round, Christian Kirk, Noah Fant at 13-2, and Justin Jackson at 13-3. And I'm back on the clock here at 13-4. And Zach, Darrell Henderson still there for me. I want to be bold and wait for my tight end on the turnaround, but I feel like I really do need to take my tight end here. I'm going to do that. I'm going to take Mike Gesicki, no question. I'll take my tight end, read the picks, and I'll let you go in your pick, Zach. So I go Mike Gesicki at 13-4, 13-5, my guy Darrell Henderson Jr., 13-6, Cam Newton, 13-7, a sleeper I really love, and I have on my dynasty team Anthony Miller. And now, Zach, you're on the team. You're on the clock at 13-8. And, you know, if you want to take a tight end here and grab your guy, Jonnu Smith, I see Michael Pittman, Brandon Ayuk. There's so many, you know, good later round guys that you could grab here, Zach.
Yeah, Chris. Personally, I think I can grab my backup tight end with my very last pick here. And I'm personally thinking of going wide receiver, quarterback, and then round it out with my late round tight end, whether it be T.J. Hockenson or Jonnu Smith, are the two main guys I'm targeting there. So for wide receiver, I mean, there's plenty of guys that we love here. Jalen Reagor, I do really love to pick DeSean Jackson, but after the comments he made a couple of days ago, it seems like his future with the Eagles could be in doubt. Not really ready to touch him quite yet. Maybe if we hear more about what's going to happen to him, I'd be willing to take a shot, but I don't know. Later here, especially for these receivers, there's other guys that could definitely break out. Like, as I mentioned right now, Jalen Reagor, Michael Pittman, Brandon Ayuk is a guy that I love to, that I really want to grab here. I think I'm going to go Ayuk, Chris. Do you have any objections?
No, Zach. I mean, it would be out of the three you named, with Reagor, Pittman, and Ayuk. So, I mean, out of those three, they're pretty much all playing similar roles. Or they're all rookies. They were all drafted on the new teams, and they're pretty much all playing the same role. So I really like all three of those guys.
Yeah, Chris. So after I pick Ayuk, Duke Johnson, Houston running back, goes to 13-9. Boston Scott, our hometown guy, going with the last pick in the 13th. Baker Mayfield going with the first pick in the 14th. And Jalen Reagor, the pick before mine at 14-2. And I'm looking here, Chris, and I think I'll be able to grab a tight end with my very last pick. Looks like their ADPs are much lower than that of the quarterbacks here that I could take. So as I'm looking here, top four guys that are here that I want to that I could grab are Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Burrow, Drew Locke, and Phillip Rivers. And I think we're both thinking Drew Locke here. I would think about taking a shot on Joe Burrow. If we're between those two guys, Chris, where do you think I should go with that?
Zach, as much as I think you should take a backup quarterback, I mean, you don't have a tight end yet. So, you know, your guy, Jonnu Smith, is climbing up the board here, and I really don't think he's going to make it back to you. So, I mean, if I were you, I would think about taking a tight end here. You know, I do like Jonnu Smith more than Hockenson, because the Lions have came out and said that they want to use Hockenson more as a blocker. So, I mean, that's kind of a red flag for me now for Hockenson. So, I mean, you can go a backup quarterback here, but I would think about grabbing a tight end here, because other than Jonnu Smith, there's not really any more starting tight ends.
Yeah, Chris, that's exactly what I'm doing. I grabbed Jonnu Smith at 14-3. Then after, Ben Roethlisberger goes at 14-4, DeSean Jackson at 14-5, and Pittsburgh rookie Anthony McFarland going at 14-6. And you're on the clock, Chris. So It's going to be interesting to see what you do here.
Yeah, Zach, I could go so many ways. I could grab another running back. I could grab another wide receiver. I mean, Michael Pittman made it this far to me. I could grab a backup tight end with Hooper or Hockenson. I can grab a backup quarterback with Drew Lock, Phillip Rivers, Jimmy G. I mean, I pretty much already got my handcuffs. So, I mean, I could grab a sleeper like Alan Lazard. I mean, there's so many ways I could go here. So, I mean, just let me look at my depth chart here. I have four running backs. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6 running backs, Zach. I have 5 wide receivers. So I'm thinking about going wide receiver here just to, you know, even it out here. So for me, I like Michael Pittman. I like Preston Williams a lot, John Brown, N'Keal Harry. So those are pretty much the names that are calling my name back. So out of those guys, which ones would you pick?
Personally, Chris, I like Michael Pittman the best. I think he has the most potential because, I mean, he's going to be the number 2 to Phillip Rivers, a guy. I mean, his number 2 receiver a couple years ago was Mike Williams, who scored 10 touchdowns. So we've seen what he can do with his number 2, especially since Pittman is a pretty big guy from what I remember. I think he's 3, but that's off the top of my head. That may not be true. But I don't know. I think I like Pittman's Pittman's situation here, so that's who I'd go right here.
Yeah, Zach, you know, behind T.Y. Hilton, I feel like Pittman has the most potential here, and I feel like I'm going to lock him up as my wide receiver 5 here, or actually 6, sorry. But now at 14-8, Sterling Shepard goes. At 14-9, Nyheim Hines goes. And to end off the 14th round, Sammy Watkins, and now at 15-1, Preston Williams goes. 15-2, John Brown. 15-3, Eric Ebron. And I'm on the clock at 15-4. And, Zach, I really don't even need to ask you. I'm going to go to Drew Lock here and lock up my backup quarterback. Mahomes and Lock, I really like that duo. And I feel like they're both going to produce. So I'm going to read the next couple picks, and I'll let you take it away with your last pick. At 15-5 after my Lock pick, Ryan Tannehill goes. 15-6, A.J. Dillon goes, a guy that I know I really like as a late-round pick like this person has on their team. And at 15-7, N'Keal Harry and Zach, you're on the clock here, the third-to-last pick at 15-8. I'm curious to know what you're going to do here.
Yeah, Chris, since practically no teams have – well, I think I'm going to go backup quarterback here, Chris, because with this extra bench spot, I think it's going to be necessary. And to be honest, I'm not too worried about the tight end spot. I'm not really that concerned about it. On Jonnu Smith's bye week, I'll just grab a late-round flyer or just someone off of the waivers for that week. So I think I'm going to go Joe Burrow here. It's not much of a competition to round out the draft. So after I pick Joe Burrow at 15-8, Austin Hooper goes at 15-9, and T.J. Hockenson goes at 15-10. So real quick, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be looking over each other's teams and giving them a quick rating. So we'll be right back here on the WSJP Fantasy Football Show.
St. Joe's Prep is a special place. It is where young men realize their potential and inspire others to do the same. It is a place where dedicated faculty challenge you to reach your best in the classroom, and outstanding coaches demand those same high qualities on the field, court, and river. It's where you are called to shine on the stage, in the courtroom, behind the mic, and at speech debate competitions. You don't come to the prep because it's easy. You come to the prep because you demand the best of yourself. If you're ready for this, if you're ready for the ultimate brotherhood, choose the prep, and we'll see you at 17th and Girard.
Okay, and we're back at the WSJP Fantasy Football Show, where we just finished our third live mock draft of the season. I'm Zach Reagan, still joined by my co-host, Christopher Newman, and I'm going to go over Chris's team that he just drafted right here. So as I'm looking, Chris drafted 4th overall, and with his first pick, drafted Ezekiel Elliott. Although I was mad. I mean, I was mad because Ezekiel Elliott, for some reason, has been ranked very much lower than what he should be. So, although I was a little mad at Chris for sniping Ezekiel Elliott, the pick was obvious. I mean, he's the best guy there. I mean, he maybe could have gone Alvin Kamara, but personally, I like Zeke better than him, and it seems you do as well, Chris. So, after that, you went bold. As you mentioned, we were spicing up our draft strategies today, and we both went early quarterback, but you went even earlier than I and picked Patrick Mahomes in the second round. A fun pick, someone that we never really go with, but someone we always say to avoid. So it's fun to see you switch it up a little bit. Then next you went two straight running backs, Todd Gurley and Le'Veon Bell. I mean, both really solid guys. They're really good for their values right there. No one else I really would have picked. And then you went Calvin Ridley and Terry McLaurin with your next two picks. As I'm trying to remember here, it seems like – so I'm looking here. I probably would have gone A.J. Brown instead of Calvin Ridley, honestly, because it seems – I think D.J. Moore went ahead of you, if that's correct. But I do love the Terry McLaurin pick. I mean, Stephon Diggs and DJ Chark Jr. are both great options, but I do really like Terry McLaurin there. I have no beef with that. So after that, you went DeAndre Swift. Great pick there for your fourth running back. Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much the last guy you're pretty much going to start for running backs there. And then you went three straight receivers after that. Julian Edelman, great value. Tyler Boyd and Marvin Jones. I mean, great value for all three of those guys. They have chances to make impact on their teams and yours in fantasy as well. I mean, there aren't really any other guys I would have gone with. And you went double handcuffed in the 11th and 12th rounds. A smart play, especially since we expanded our bench and added the flex for this draft. I think handcuffs were going to be a necessary thing in this draft. I'm not sure if I would have done two handcuffs, but I like that you're thinking ahead because, I mean, Kerryon Johnson's proven to be pretty injury-prone, and I don't think DeAndre Swift is going to have many troubles with injuries coming in. And Zeke hasn't really proven to get injured too much. I mean, the only time Tony Pollard was really fantasy-relevant was when he got suspended a year or two ago. But other than those two picks, I do really like the rest of your team. You picked your tight end, Mike Gesicki, in the 13th round. Solid. He has the potential to be a tight end one at crazy value. Michael Pittman Jr., one last wide receiver, just a shot in the dark practically. I mean, but he has an impact. He has the chance to make an impact on his team this year, which is something I'm very excited about. And Drew Locke, I mean, a wildly undervalued fantasy quarterback that we both love, so I don't know. I'd probably give your team a 9, probably 9.3 out of 10, just because I'm not a fan of two handcuffs there. I think you could have used it to expand your team in different ways. I think one would have been enough, but I do like pretty much all of your other players. I mean, it's a really solid team you have there, Chris.
Thank you, Zach. You know, I feel like I did a pretty good job, especially for taking a quarterback in the second round, which, you know, obviously we both never do. You know, I like to wait for the later rounds for a quarterback and tight end, you know, as I took Mike Gesicki in the 13th round. So, but yeah, I mean, I would never do this probably for a real draft unless Patrick Mahomes falls to like, you know, fourth, fifth round, which he, you know, is never going to do. But a quarterback in the second round, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right, Zach. But I feel like I did a pretty good job in taking a quarterback early and still having a pretty good team. But now I'm going to go to your team, Zach, and right out of the gate, I mean, I really do like your team because you take here at 1-8 Joe Mixon, who's a guy I really love, and then again at 2-3 with Josh Jacobs, two of my guys, I believe. I think Jacobs was my guy, and Joe Mixon was an honorable mention for me, but, you know, two solid RB1s there. Then you go Allen Robinson to follow it up, and once again, just another great pick, another one of my guys that actually I love, A-Rob. 4-3, you're going to Leonard Fournette to lock up your RB3. And Fournette is your RB3, Zach. Just great value right there. And then you went A.J. Brown. So overall, your first five picks, you have three stud RBs and two stud wide receivers. I mean, great picks there.
And then you went a little bold like me and took a quarterback at 6-3 with Kyler Murray. And, you know, I'm pretty high on Kyler Murray. I have him ranked behind Mahomes and Lamar as my QB3 this year. And then, you know, coming into the mid to later rounds, you went Darius Geis, who, as your RB4, you know, Zach, he can't really hurt you too bad. At 8-3, Brandon Cooks, again, as your wide receiver 3, I mean, pretty solid right there. And then we're starting to get in the later rounds. You went Keyshawn Vaughn here at 9-8. I mean, we all know Brady loves the third was RBs, you know, their short dump-off passes that pretty much made James White relevant. So, I mean, you know, hopefully Vaughn is that type of guy for him in Tampa. And then at 10-3, you went Darius Slayton, a huge sleeper. I mean, the wide receiver one on this team could be the number one target on his team if you can overtake Evan Ingram. Great pick there. I really like his value. And then you went a rookie wide receiver in Henry Ruggs here, who can also be the number one target on his team if you can overtake Darren Waller. Another great pick there on Las Vegas. And then you went at 12-3, you started to get in the handcuff territory. You went Antonio Gibson. I kind of gave you a little hint with that one. As it was pretty smart to take Antonio Gibson behind an injury-prone Darius Geis, so that was pretty smart. And then you went with a rookie, a wide receiver that I know you really love, and you're trying to get him in our dynasty league, actually, with Brandon Ayuk. And then your last two picks, I mean, Jonnu Smith, you've been preaching about him for countless weeks. And with your last pick, you know, a back quarterback who is a guy I think can produce really well in Joe Burrow. Zach, I mean, all around great team. You know, I pretty much would have done the same thing. You know, it is kind of weird when we take a quarterback early and we're not used to taking it a quarterback early. So I feel like we both did a great job, and I would give you a 9 also, a 9 out of 10. I mean, great RB depth, a great, I mean, really good wide receivers here, a good tight end. So I'm really impressed, Zach. But if you don't have anything else, I'll take us out of here, Zach.
Yeah, Chris, it was really fun doing this show today, especially switching up those draft strategies, something we should indulge in a little more.
That's right, and that will be all for our show today. Thank you to all of our listeners, and be sure to tune in next week for Zach and I's ADP comparison show, where Zach and I will be comparing two players who have similar ADPs, and we will tell you which player we personally prefer out of the two. You can get Prep Sports updates from our Twitter pages, at SJP Broadcasting, and at SJP_sports. As for Zach Reagan, I'm Christopher Newman, saying thank you for listening. Have a great day, and go Prep.